Well, I'm back. It's been a little while, but Dr. Quantum doesn't stay away from your ear very long. Hi, this is Fred Alan Wolf, PhD, piled higher than deeper. But anyway, I'm also known as Dr. Quantum, and I'm here to guide you. This is a new program. It's called, as you might guess, Dr. Quantum Presents Do-It-Yourself Time Travel. I can feel your excitement going, bridging up. You're getting time travel? You mean I can time travel? Yeah. Yes, I'm going to show you and explain to you what time travel is really all about. And we're even going to be doing a couple of things at the end of each session, showing you what you can do practically to get you into yes, time travel. So, let me make a few introductory remarks about where we're going, and just in case you find it a little difficult traveling in this strange world of time travel. After all, you probably, I hope, know how to travel from A to B, where A might be the bedroom and B might be the kitchen, or A might be your home and B might be the nearest airport where you go flying around or something like that. You may must know about space travel, but when we're talking about time travel, we're into a new territory. And to really understand it, we have to change our thinking. We've got to learn to think about it in a way that's not quite the way we may be totally comfortable with. I want to tell you something. You don't know it already, but you already do think this way, and I'm going to show you why you think this way in a little while, but let me just tell you a little bit more about this. I think it was, in fact, I know it was, Yogi Berra who once said, "You got to be very careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there." Time travel is a way for us to know where we're going. And in order to really understand that, to make sense of it, let's begin with what appears to be a little bit of nonsense. This is from Lewis Carroll's delightful book, Through the Looking Glass. It's a dialogue, and it goes like this. "I don't understand you," said Alice. It's dreadfully confusing." "That's the effect of living backwards," the Queen said as kindly as she could. "It always makes one a little giddy at first." "Living backwards?" Alice repeated in great astonishment. "I'd never heard of such a thing." "But there's one great advantage in it," the Queen said, "that one's memory works both ways." "Oh, my God, I'm sure mine only works one way. I can't remember things before they happen."
"It's a poor sort of memory that only works backwards," the Queen remarked.
And there Lewis Carroll left us hanging as Alice is trying to figure out what the heck is the Queen talking about. Well, most of us assume, as does Alice, that whatever we can remember has already occurred sometime somewhere. If asked why we don't remember certain things that happened to us, say when we were a kid or something like that, we might respond, well, maybe it didn't happen. Maybe that never happened to me. Or if we ask somebody to remember something that's going to happen later, a year later or something like that, people just look smugly at you and they say, "Oh my God, don't be so stupid. That hasn't happened yet. I mean, I can't remember what hasn't really even ever happened to me." But as the Queen is saying here, we're having a hint to the subject of this program, time travel, because the Queen is reminding us, or maybe looking into the future, about Einstein's general theory of relativity, where indeed remembering the future is going to be a possibility. In fact, we're going to learn how you can remember the future and where that idea makes sense, and I mean makes sense in the highest level of physics, theoretical physics, that we can possibly engage ourselves in, which is Einstein's general theory of relativity. I'm going to teach you, really teach you all about this thing we call relativity theory, and you're not going to have to remember a single formula to get it. I'm going to teach it to you conceptually, and I'm also going to teach it to you in a way which I'm going to ask you to think, but you're going to be able to realize from this, by the end of this program, exactly what we're talking about here. Okay, so